Now, Bates had completed that understanding, had completed his 1847 edition of the Seventh-day Sabbath in January of 1847.
U januaru 47. godine Bates je zaokružio ovo svoje shvatanje.
5 months later,
5 mjeseci kasnije,
James White will publish a revision.
James White će objaviti jednu ranu viziju
of Bates's interpretation,
Batesovog tumačenja
of the three angels' messages,
trostruke anđelske vesti.
James White would make it look like this.
James White će to učiniti ovako nekako. Vest prvog anđela počela je Millerom. Druga vest drugog anđela počela je sa Fitchom. Vest drugog anđela objavljivat će se do 22. oktobra. A onda započinje vest trećeg anđela.
And James White would include verse 12 as well as 9, 10 and 11.
A James White u vest trećeg anđela uključuje i 12. stih.
So these early Sabbatarian theologians were beginning to iron out their differences.
Prema tome, kao što vidite, ovi prvi adventistički teolozi počeli su na neki način da usklađuju svoje razlike.
And James White would claim that they were now living in the time of the third angel's message.
I James White je počeo da tvrdi da sada oni žive u periodu objavljivanja vesti trećeg anđela.
That the angel had begun to cry in October 22, 1844.
Da je taj anđel započeo da objavljuje svoju glasnu viku u 22. oktobra 44. godine.
And I read from James White in May of 1847.
Ja čitam tekst koji objavio James White u maju mjesecu 47. godine.
He says Revelation 14:6.
On kaže Otkrivenje 14:6.
Begins a series of events.
Počelo je nizom događaja
relative to the successive messages of Holy Advent Truth.
Koje su bile povezane sa uzastopnim vestima ranog adventističkog propovedanja.
All classes of Second Advent believers agree.
Sve vrste čekalaca drugog Hristovog dolaska se slažu.
That the angel brought the view in the sixth and seventh verses of this chapter.
Da je anđel ponudio na razmatranje šesti i sedmi tekst 14. poglavlja.
Represents the Advent message to the church and world.
I da ona predstavlja adventističku vest crkvama u svetu.
The work of the second angel.
Delo drugog anđela.
Was to show to the Advent host that Babylon had fallen.
Trebalo je da pokaže adventističkom narodu da je Vavilon pao.
It follows that the second angel brought us to the seventh month, 1844.
To znači da nas je drugi anđeo doveo do sedmog meseca 44. godine.
The third angel's message was and still is a warning to the saints.
Da je vest trećeg anđela bila i dalje jeste opomena svetima.
To hold fast.
Sve će proći.
And to not go back.
I neće se vratiti.
And receive the marks which the virgin band got rid of during the second angel's cry.
That I wasn't able to understand that.
The third angel's message.
Vest trećeg anđela bila je i dalje je opomena svetima da se čvrsto drže i da ne se ne vraćaju i da ne primaju žig kojega se prva grupa oslobodila u toku objavljivanja druge anđelske vesti.
And has not the true message of God's people?
In Nema prave vesti za Božji narod.
Since the seventh month, 1844, been just such a warning?
Da li je vest o sedmom mesecu 1844. Bila takva opomena?
It certainly has.
Da, svakako jest.
I cannot agree with those who make two messages of the cry.
Ja ne mogu da se složim s onima koji stvaraju dve vesti od ovog uzvika.
That is, he can't agree with Bates.
Drugim rečima, on ne može da se složi sa Batesom.
James White says it's not two messages, it's one message.
James White kaže to nisu dve poruke, to je jedna poruka.
The 12th verse reads,
12. stih kaže,
here is the patience of the saints.
Ovde je trpljenje svetih.
Here are they that keep the commandments of God.
Ovde su oni koji drže zapovesti Božje.
Where did you see them, John?
Gde ih ti vidiš, Jovane?
By here, during this third angel.
Evo ovde, obavljajući vest, posao trećeg anđela.
As the patient waiting time has been since the seventh month, 1844.
Kako je to vreme strpljivog čekanja bilo povezano sa sedmim mesecom.
And as a class that keep the Sabbath.
I pošto postoji vreme, postoji grupa onih koji drže subotu.
Have appeared since that time.
A pojavila se posle toga vremena.
It is plain.
To znači
that we live in the time of the third angel's message.
Da mi živimo u vremenu objavljivanja poruke trećeg anđela.
Now Adventists will make one further refinement of this in the next few years.
U toku sledećih nekoliko godina adventisti će na neki način usavršiti ovo gledište.
And that is, they'll come to see the three angels is not only being sequential but simultaneous.
Oni će uvideti da tri anđela nisu tri uzastopne vesti, nego tri uporedne vesti.
The first angel began with Miller.
Prvi anđel je počeo sa Millerom.
Continues on to the end of time.
I treba da nastavi svoje delo do kraja vremena.
Second angel began with Bates.
Drugi anđel započeo svoje delo sa Fitchom.
Continues to the end of time.
I treba da nastavi svoje delo do kraja vremena.
Third angel begins in October 1844.
Treći anđel je počeo da radi u oktobru 44.
And continues to the end of time.
I on nastavlja svoje delo sve do kraja.
This will be the mature version of the Adventist understanding.
Ovo je na neki način sazrela verzija adventističkih gledišta.
See, before that they were merely sequential.
Sve do tada oni su ih gledali kao uzastopne vesti.
Now, early Adventists will call themselves the people of the third angel.
Prvi adventisti su sebe rado nazivali narodom trećeg vesti trećeg anđela.
But because the angels are all crying simultaneously.
Ali pošto sva tri anđela uzvikuju simultano.
They will also use the phrase being the people of the three angels.
Da, oni su također upotrebljavali frazu da su narod trostruke anđelske vesti.
So they would use third angel's message and three angel's messages interchangeably.
I tako su naizmenično upotrebljavali oba ova izraza, vest trećeg anđela i vest trojice anđela.
But they definitely saw themselves as the people of the third angel.
Ali određeno je, jasno je da su sebe smatrali narodom trećeg anđela.
This final position will be the one that's eventually accepted by Sabbatarians everywhere.
Ova treća pozicija je konačno usvojena od poštovalaca subote na sve strane.
Now the 1847 edition.
Ovo izdanje iz 47. godine.
Of the seventh day Sabbath, the perpetual sign.
Izdanje knjige sedmi dan subota kao trajni znak.
Will also begin to develop other distinctively Sabbatarian concepts of the Sabbath.
Na osnovu toga počeli su da se stvaraju i drugi aspekti verovanja poštovalaca subote.
Not the least of those will be a contact point between the Sabbath and the sanctuary.
Nije među najmanje važnima i ovo uspostavljanje veze između subote i drugog dolaska.
As Bates began to read Revelation the 11th chapter,
kada je Bates počeo da čita Otkrivenje 11. poglavlje,
he was particularly interested in the sounding of the seventh angel.
Seventh angel. On je bio posebno zainteresovan za objavljivanje vesti sedmog anđela.
In Revelation 11 verses 15 to 19.
Otkrivenje 11, 15 do 19.
He was especially interested in verse 19.
Posebno se zainteresovao za 19. stih.
And the temple of God was opened in heaven.
I otvori se svetinja Gospodnja na nebu.
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
I video se, kod nas kaže, čivot zaveta, inače je to kovčeg zaveta Božjega na nebu.
That text struck Bates very strongly.
Tekst je potresao Batesa veoma, veoma snažno.
And it should have.
I trebalo je da tako bude.
Because in the book of Revelation,
jer u knjizi Otkrivenja,
every new vision opens with a sanctuary scene.
Svaka nova vizija započinje pogledom u svetilište.
But in the first half of Revelation, all the sanctuary scenes are in the first apartment.
Međutim, u prvoj polovini Otkrivenja svi ti uvidi u svetilište su uvidi u prvi deo, u svetinju.
Now suddenly we move to the second half of Revelation.
A sada iznenada kada se krećemo u drugi, kada dolazimo u drugi deo Otkrivenja.
And the second apartment is opened.
Sada se otvara drugo odeljenje hrama, svetinja nad svetinjom.
Because when the apartment opened,
jer kad se otvara ovaj deo,
there was the ark of the testament.
Tu vidimo kovčeg zaveta, što je znak da se radi o svetinji nad svetinjom.
Now this was important for Bates.
Naravno, ovo je izgledalo važno Batesu.
Because he'd already come to the conclusion of the two-phase ministry of Christ.
Jer je on već došao do zaključka da je Hristova posrednička služba na nebu dvofazne prirode.
He had already come to the understanding of reinterpretation of Daniel 8:14.
On je također došao do novog razumevanja, novog tumačenja onog teksta u Danilu 8:14.
That the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary,
da je čišćenje nebeske svetinje,
began on October 22.
Započelo 22. oktobra.
When Christ moved from the first apartment to the second apartment.
Kada je Hristos prešao iz prvog odeljenja svetilišta u drugi.
And here's verification according to Bates.
A ovdje prema Batesu je potvrda toga.
Just before the end of time,
neposredno pre kraja vremena,
the apostle John agrees with Daniel.
Apostol Jovan se slaže sa Danilom.
The second apartment of the heavenly sanctuary is opened.
Drugo odeljenje nebeskog hrama se otvara.
And so Bates in the book of Revelation is beginning to see the connection.
I tako u knjizi Otkrivenja Bates započinje da vidi vezu, povezanost.
Between the coming of Christ,
između dolaska Isusa Hrista,
and the two-phase sanctuary theology.
I teologije svetilišta i o dvofaznoj službi.
But he sees more than that.
Ali on vidi i više nego to.
Because he asks, what's in the Ark of the Covenant?
Jer on sada pita, šta se nalazi u kovčegu zaveta?
And you know the answer.
A vi znate odgovor.
The Ten Commandments.
10 zapovesti.
And so Bates is beginning to see a theology here.
I tako Bates ovdje počinje da sagledava teologiju.
Linking eschatology.
Povezujući eschatologiju.
A new ministry in the most holy place.
Novu fazu Hristove službe u svetinji nad svetinjama.
And the commandments of God.
I zapovesti Božje.
All flowing into the stream of apocalyptic history.
Sve se uklapaju u tok apokaliptičke istorije.
So he was very interested in Revelation 11:19.
I zato on bio veoma zainteresovan za tekst u Otkrivenju 11:19.
And the temple of God was opened in heaven.
Hram na nebu se otvorio.
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
I video se u hramu Božjemu čovček zaveta Božjega.
He wrote that recently there had been a new interest in the seventh day Sabbath.
On kaže da se u novije vreme pojavio novi interes za proučavanje pitanja sedmog dana, dana odmora subote.
Why, he asked.
Zašto, pita se.
Why this new interest in the seventh day Sabbath?
Zašto taj novi interes za dan odmora sedmoga dana?
He answers.
Odgovor.
When the seventh angel began to sound.
Kada odjekne glas sedmog anđela.
The temple of God was opened in heaven.
Otvara se Božji hram na nebu.
And the ark of the covenant was spiritually revealed.
I otkriva se na duhovan način kovčeg zaveta.
And people began to search the scriptures.
I ljudi počinju da istražuju pisma.
And of course he tied the ark to the Ten Commandments.
Naravno on povezuje kovčeg zaveta sa 10 zapovesti.
Thus by typology,
po tipologiji,
he reasoned that the heavenly sanctuary contained an ark.
Po toj tipologiji nebeska, nebesko svetilište sadrži kovčeg zaveta
containing the Ten Commandments in the most holy place,
u kome su u svetini nad svetinjama također zapovesti,
just like the earthly had.
Isto onako kao što je to bilo u zemaljskom svetilištu.
So by January 1847,
ali u januaru mesecu 47. godine
Bates is arriving at a coherent theology.
Bates na neki način stiže do jedne koherentne, dobro složene teologije.
He is no longer talking about three separate doctrines.
On ne govori ovde o tri odvojene doktrine.
He's talking about an integrated theology.
On sad ovde govori o jednoj integrisanoj teologiji.
Framed within the apocalyptic core of the book of Revelation.
Uokvirene tim apokaliptičkim apokaliptičkom korom otkrivenja.
That would unite the second coming.
On dakle sjedinjuje drugi dolazak.
With the opening up of the second phase of the ministry of Christ.
Sa započinjanjem druge faze Hristove posredničke službe.
And with new insight into the commandments of God.
I sa novim pogledom na 10 zapovesti.
Especially the Sabbath.
A posebno na četvrtu zapovest o suboti.
By this time these were no longer three separate doctrines.
U to vreme dakle to više nisu bile tri odvojene nezavisne doktrine.
Primarily.
U prvom redu.
But rather a package.
Već na neki način paket.
An eschatological theology.
Eskatološka teologija.
I think we have to see the power of this combination.
Mislim da bi trebalo da sagledamo snagu ove kombinacije.
It's not a matter of three separate doctrines, it's a matter of a unified perspective on the apocalyptic core of Revelation.
Ovo dakle više nije razmatranje tri nezavisne doktrine, nego jednostavno sjedinjavanje njih svi u jedan paket eschatološke doktrine otkrivenja.
Bates had a lot better understanding of our theology than many of us do.
Da, Bates je možda mnogo bolje razumevao našu teologiju nego mnogi od nas danas.
Beyond understanding Sabbath in terms of second phase ministry,
osim razumevanja doktrine o suboti i doktrine o drugoj fazi Hristove posredničke službe,
Bates began to develop the first Adventist interpretation of the mark of the beast.
Bates je počeo da razvija prvo adventističko tumačenje simbola žiga zveri.
I read from Bates's 1847 edition of the Seventh Day Sabbath.
Ja čitam iz onog izdanja iz 47. od Batesove knjige.
Pages 58 and 59.
58. i 59. stranica.
Such a people can now be found on earth.
Kaže, takav narod se ne može pronaći na zemlji.
As are described in Revelation 14:12.
Kakav je opisan u Otkrivenju 14:12.
And they've been uniting in companies for the last 2 years.
Oni su se sada počeli sjedinjavati u grupe u toku posljednjih dve godine.
I say here then is demonstrated proof that Babylon has fallen.
Kažem ja, ovdje je pokazan dokaz da je Babilon pao.
And whoever undertakes to prove the contrary,
ako god pokuša da dokaže suprotno,
must annihilate this people.
Mora uništiti ovaj narod.
Or pervert the scriptures.
Ili izopačiti pismo.
John further shows that this is a remnant.
Jovan dalje dokazuje da se ovdje radi o ostatku.
Which means the last part.
Što znači posljednji deo.
Made war with.
Sa kojim se ratuje.
For keeping the commandments of God.
Zato što drže zapovesti Božje.
Revelation 12:17.
Otkrivenje 12:17.
Here another question arises.
Ovdje se pojavljuje sljedeće pitanje.
Why this people should be persecuted for keeping the commandments?
Zašto ovi ljudi treba da budu progonjeni za što drže zapovesti?
I suppose all that enrages the devil.
Ja pretpostavljam da sve ono što gnevi đavola je sljedeće.
That the remnant are actually practicing what they believe is the testimony of God.
Da ostatak u stvari sprovodi u delo ono što veruje da je svjedočanstvo Božje.
Living by every word which proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Živeći od svake reči koja izlazi iz usta Božjih.
Practice keeping the Sabbath holy.
Običaj da se subota svetkuje.
Just as God told them in the commandments.
Upravo onako kao što im je Bog rekao u zapovesti.
But says the reader.
Ali kaže čitalac.
There are tens of thousands that are looking for Jesus.
O, ima desetine hiljada i drugih koji traže Isusa.
That don't believe the above doctrines.
A ne veruju u gornju doktrinu.
What will become of them?
A šta će se dogoditi s njima?
Consult John.
Kaže, upitaj Jovana.
He knows better than we do.
On zna bolje nego što mi znamo.
He has only described two companies.
On je opisao samo dve grupe.
See Revelation 14, verses 9 through 11 and verse 12.
Vidi otkrivenje 14, 9 do 11 i 12.
One is keeping the commandments in the faith of Jesus.
Neko drži zapovesti Božje, ima veru Isusovu.
The other has the mark of the beast.
A druga grupa ima žig zveri.
Is it not clear?
Zar nije jasno?
That the first day of the week for the Sabbath or holy day?
Zar nije jasno da je prvi deo sedmice
is a mark of the beast? Umesto
subote znak zveri. Yes.
It will surely be admitted.
Mora se priznati
that the devil was and is the father of all the wicked deeds of imperial and papal Rome.
Da je đavo bio i jeste otac svih loših dela imperialnog i papskog Rima.
He therefore will be very careful.
I zato će on biti veoma pažljiv.
Not to make war on any but those who keep God's Sabbath holy.
Da ne zarati ni sa kim osim sa onima koji svetkuju Božji sveti dan.
So with Joseph Bates we not only get an integrated theology of Sabbath, sanctuary and second coming.
Dakle, sa Josephom Batesom ne samo da imamo integrisanu teologiju što se tiče subote i drugog Hristovog dolaska.
But it's also a great controversy theology.
Već je to i teologija velikog sukoba.
In which the devil makes war with those who keep the commandments of God.
U toku kojega đavo ratuje protiv onih koji drže Božje zapovesti.
And Bates interprets the first day for Sabbath as the mark of the beast.
A Bates tumači da je svetkovanje prvog dana kao dana odmora u stvari znak zveri, žig zveri.
Now 3 months after Bates's publication.
A 3 mjeseca posle objavljivanja ove knjige.
And I did say 3 months after.
Ja sam rekao 3 mjeseca posle.
Ellen White will write on the same topic.
A Ellen White će pisati o istoj tematici.
In 1847,
1847. godine.
About the month of May,
u otprilike u mjesecu maju.
The three founders of the Sabbatarian movement,
tri osnivača pokreta Svetkovatelja subote,
that is Bates and the two Whites,
to znači Bates
and the two Whites, the three founders.
Da, tri. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bates and two others, yeah.
Oh, and two others, okay. Yeah, the two Whites.
Oh, that doesn't mean Whites.
James and Ellen White.
Oh. White men.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Dva belca, da. Dobro, Bates i dvoje Whiteovih.
Okay. They published...
Kako se može dogoditi da se čovjek...
In May 1847, we have the first book put out by these three people.
Dakle, u maju mjesecu 47. godine imamo prvu knjigu koju su napisala ova tri osnivača.
Which probably means by that time these three had come together and you might say we're beginning to get a Sabbatarian movement.
Možda bismo pretpostavili da se ovo troje ljudi sastalo i da su odlučili da na neki način pokrenu pokret Svetkovatelja subote.
The title of their book was A Word to the Little Flock.
Naslov ove knjige je poruka malom stadu.
This is the first indication we have that they're working together.
Ovo je prva indikacija da oni sarađuju međusobno.
This little book will be in the packet of things I send.
I ova mala knjižica bit će u paketu koji ću vam poslati.
On April 7, 1847.
7. aprila 47. godine.
3 months after Bates publishes the Great Controversy Theology.
3 mjeseca pošto je Bates publikovao svoju teologiju velikog sukoba.
On that date, Ellen White writes to Brother Bates.
Toga datuma Ellen White piše bratu Batesu.
About a vision she had had.
O viziji koju je dobila.
She says, after viewing the glory of the holy.
Kaže, pošto sam sagledala slavu svetinje.
Jesus raised the second veil.
A Isus je podigao drugi veo.
And I passed into the holy of holies.
Ja sam prešla u svetinju nad svetinjama.
In the holiest I saw the ark.
I u svetinju nad svetinjama videla sam kovčeg.
She's obviously paralleling Revelation 11:19.
Izgleda da ona na neki način iznosi opis paralelan onome koji se nalazi u otkrivenju.
In the ark was the golden pot of manna.
U kovčegu je bio zlatni sud sa manom.
Aaron's rod that budded.
Zatim Aronov štap.
And the tables of stone which folded together like a book.
I kamene ploče koje su bile sklopljene kao knjiga.
Jesus opened them.
Isus ih je otvorio.
And I saw the Ten Commandments.
Ja sam vidjela 10 zapovesti.
Written on them with the finger of God.
Napisane prstom Božim.
On one table was 4.
Na jednoj tabli je bilo 4.
And on the other 6.
Na drugoj 6.
The 4 on the first table shone brighter than the other 6.
A izgleda kao da su one prve 4 na prvoj tabli sijale blistavije nego ostalih 6.
But the fourth commandment,
ali četvrta zapovest,
shone brighter than them all.
Sijala je blistavije od svih ostalih.
For the Sabbath was set apart.
Jer je subota bila odvojena.
To be kept in honor of God's holy name.
Da bi se u njoj svetkovalo i uzdizalo Božje sveto ime.
The holy Sabbath looked glorious.
Sveta subota izgledala slavnija.
A halo of glory was all around it.
Jedan halo slave bio je svugde oko nje.
I saw that the Sabbath was not nailed to the cross.
Ja sam vidjela da subota nije bila prikovana na krst.
I saw that God had not changed the Sabbath.
Ja sam vidjela da Bog nije promijenio subotu.
For he never changes.
Jer on se nikada ne mijenja.
But the Pope had changed it.
Ali papa ju je promijenio.
From the seventh to the first day.
Promijenio je sa 7. na 1. dan.
For he was to change times and laws.
Jer trebalo je da on promijeni vremena i zakone.
I saw that the holy Sabbath is and will be.
Ja sam vidjela da sveta subota jeste i bit će.
The separating wall.
zid razdvajanja
between the true Israel of God and unbelievers.
Između pravog Božjeg Izraela i nevernika.
And that the Sabbath is the great question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints.
I da je subota veliki znak koji će sjediniti srca onih koji čekaju Gospodnji dolazak.
I saw that God had children.
Ja sam vidjela da Bog ima i da je Bog imao svoju decu.
Who did not see and keep the Sabbath.
Koja nisu vidjela niti svetkovala subotu.
They had not rejected the light on it.
Oni nisu odbacili svetlost o njoj.
And at the commencement of the time of trouble. And at the beginning of the time of trouble.
Na početku vremena nevolje.
We were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mi smo bili ispunjeni Svetim Duhom.
As we went forth.
Kad smo krenuli dalje.
And proclaimed the Sabbath more fully.
I objavili subotu mnogo, mnogo potpunije.
This enraged the church and the nominal Adventists.
To je razgnevilo crkvu i nominalne adventiste.
As they could not refute the Sabbath truth.
Zato što nisu mogli da odbace istinu o suboti.
I saw that all that would not that I saw that all that I saw all that would not receive the mark of the beast.
Ja sam videla sve one koji neće primiti žig zverin.
And of his image.
I lik njezin.
Could not buy or sell. Okay.
Videla sam da I saw all that.
Okay.
Ja sam videla sve koji neće primiti žig zverin i njen lik na svojim čelima i na svojim rukama, da neće moći da kupuju niti prodaju.
In the time of trouble,
u vreme nevolje,
we all fled from the cities and villages.
Mi smo svi pobegli iz gradova i sela.
But were pursued by the wicked.
Jer smo bili progonjeni od zlih.
So Ellen White has a confirming vision.
Prema tome, Ellen White je dobila viziju koja je potvrdila
of the great controversy theology,
teologiju velikog sukoba.
After Bates had already worked it out.
Nakon što je Bates već razvio.
From the Bible.
Na temelju Biblije.
Bates has one other major contribution to Sabbath theology.
Bates je imao još jedan drugi doprinos teologiji subote.
And that would be the sealing of the 144,000.
A to je zapečećenje 144,000.
By the end of 1848,
negde krajem 48. godine,
the Sabbatarian Adventists,
poštovalci subote među adventistima,
had related the sealing of the 144,000 of Revelation 7.
Povezali su zapečaćenje 144,000 iz Otkrivenja
to the 144,000 of Revelation 14.
Otkrivenje 14.
Who had their father's name written,
koji imaju ime oca svojega na čelima svojim.
Written on their foreheads.
Napisano na čelima njihovim.
And were found without fault before the throne of God.
I koji su se našli bez mane pred prestolom Božjim.
By the end of January 1849,
krajem januara 1849,
Bates had come out with another little book.
Bates je objavio još jednu knjižicu.
Called A Seal of the Living God.
Koja je imala naslov Pečat živoga Boga.
As you might guess,
kao što možete naslutiti,
Bates interpreted the Sabbath as being the seal of the living God.
Bates tumači subotu kao znak živoga Boga.
In contrast with his already established interpretation,
suprotno već prilično učvršćenom tumačenju,
of the mark of the beast being related to Sunday keeping.
Da je žig zverin povezan sa poštovanjem nedelje.
According to Bates,
prema Batesu,
the cry of the third angel of Revelation 14,
vika trećeg anđela iz Otkrivenja 14,
with its emphasis on the commandments of God,
sa svojim naglašavanjem zapovesti Božjih,
That message constituted the sealing message.
Ta vest u stvari je vest o zapečaćenju.
That message called people to observe God's law.
Ta vest poziva ljude da poštuju Božji zakon.
Including the Sabbath.
Uključujući i subotu.
And it was thus called present truth.
I na taj način dobija ime sadašnja istina. Ili istina za sadašnje vreme.
Truth to them.
Šta je za njih bilo istina za sadašnje vreme?
It's what they needed to preach in the flow of apocalyptic history.
To je sve ono što je trebalo da se propoveda o toku apokaliptičke istorije.
And what was that?
A šta je to?
The third angel's message.
Vest trećeg anđela.
Particularly the keeping of the Sabbath.
A posebno svetkovanje subote.
According to Bates,
prema Batesu,
believers were living in the sealing time.
Vernici su živeli u vreme zapečaćenja.
At the mercy seat in heaven,
što se tiče prestola milosti na nebu,
Christ is priest.
A Hristos je sveštenik.
Presented on his breastplate,
koji predstavlja na svom naprsniku,
the 144,000 to be sealed.
144,000 koje treba da budu zapečaćene.
Pleading with God to blot out their sins.
Tražeći od Boga da izbriše njihove grehe.
And send them with the spirit of promise to seal them.
I da im pošalje duh obećanja da ih zapečati.
With the seal of the living God.
S pečatom živoga Boga.
But God would have to test the believers.
Međutim, Bog mora da iskuša vernike.
Thus he humbled them.
Da li ih ponižava? Da li su se ponizili?
To prove what is in their hearts.
Da dokaže šta je u njihovim srcima.
Whether they will keep his commandments.
Da li će oni držati njegove zapovesti?
Especially the Sabbath.
A posebno subotu.
For Bates, the sealing is both present and future.
Za Batesa zapečaćenje i sadašnjost i budućnost.
While people were having opportunity to accept or reject the Sabbath,
dokle god ljudi imaju priliku da prihvate ili odbace subotu,
there would eventually come a time,
ali doći će konačno vreme,
when according to Revelation 13 verse 16,
kada će se u skladu sa otkrivenjem 13:16,
people would be faced with a law,
ljudi suočiti sa zakonom,
enacted for the express purpose of making all bow down,
koji će biti izdat sa izričitom namerom da natera sve da se poklone
and keep the Pope's Sabbath.
I da drže papinski dan odmora.
And I'm quoting from Bates here.
Ja citiram ovde Batesa.
This will test the power there is in the true Sabbath.
Ovo će staviti na probu silu koja se krije u pravoj suboti.
The seal of the living God.
Koja je pečat živoga Boga.
I say amen, amen.
Ja kažem amin, amin.
End quote.
To je citirano.
Thus, by 1849,
i tako, 1849.
The Sabbatarian Adventist had developed a coherent theology.
The Adventisti poštovaci subote razvili su jednu koherentnu teologiju.
With three main doctrinal points.
Sa tri osnovne doktrinalne tačke.
Premillennial eschatology.
Premilenijumska eschatologija.
A reinterpretation of the cleansing of the sanctuary.
Novo tumačenje čišćenja svetilišta.
An eschatological understanding of the seventh-day Sabbath.
Eschatološko shvatanje subote kao dana odmora.
And a focus on the continuity of the three angels' messages.
I fokus na trajnost vesti trojice anđela.
The last messages to be given.
Poslednja poruka, opomena treba da se objavi.
Before the second coming harvest of Revelation 14 verses 14 to 20.
Pre nego što se obavi posljednja žetva objavljena u Otkrivenju 14.
While the first two angels had been sounded by the Millerites,
prve dvojice anđela objavljena je putem pripadnika Millerovog pokreta,
the special message of the Sabbatarians,
a posebna vest poštovalaca subote,
would be the third angel's message,
je predstavljena kao treća anđelska vest,
accompanied by a fuller understanding of the first two angels,
praćena potpunim razumevanjem prve dve poruke.
I'm going to take a question next.
Ja bih sljedeće pitanje postavio.
And then after that we'll take our break.
A posle toga ćemo imati pauzu.
And when we come back, I want to do two things.
A kada se budemo vratili, želeo bih da učinim dve stvari.
I want to show you how that by 1849 they knew what they believed.
Ja bih hteo da vam pokažem da do 49. godine oni su već znali šta veruju.
Read an evangelistic document on that topic.
Ja bih želeo da pročitam jedan dokumenat o toj tematici.
At how powerful they saw the message of the third angel to be.
I kako su smatrali snažnima vesti trojice anđela.
And then we'll take a look at how they reinterpreted the second angel.
A zatim ćemo razmotriti kako su nanovo tumačili poruku drugog anđela.
And how they will reinterpret the first angel's message.
I poruku prvog anđela.
As they truly become Sabbatarian Adventists.
Kada su postali zaista pravi svetkovatelji subote među adventistima.
And not just Millerites.
A ne samo Milleriti.
We have a question back here.
Imamo pitanje. Can you repeat all the doctrines developed by the 49?
Yes. I will discuss the three that we've discussed so far.
Ja ću navesti tri o kojima smo do sada raspravljali.
There is a fourth one.
Ali postoji i četvrta.
But I'm going to save the discussion of that till later.
Ali ću diskusiju o toj četvrtoj ostaviti za kasnije.
But I'll tell you what the fourth one is now.
Ali reću vam sada koja je ta četvrta.
State of the dead.
To je stanje mrtvih.
But I'll discuss that last.
Ali kasnije ćemo o tome govoriti.
Now what three did we discuss?
A koje tri smo do sada razmatrali?
The great pillar doctrines of Adventism.
To su tri velika stuba adventističke teologije.
Three of them are.
Tri te su.
Premillennial eschatology.
To je premilenijumska eskatologija.
Two-phase ministry in the heavenly sanctuary.
Dvofazna Hristova posrednička služba u nebeskom svetilištu.
Seventh-day Sabbath in its eschatological context.
Zatim subota, sedmi dan u njenom eschatološkom kontekstu.
All of those packaged together within an understanding of Revelation.
I sve njih se spojene zajedno u ukupnom razumevanju otkrivenja.
That runs from Revelation 11:19.
Koje se proteže od otkrivenja 11:19.
Up
19,
through Revelation, the end of Revelation 14.
I sve do kraja 14. poglavlja otkrivenja.
And the second coming of Christ.
I drugog dolaska Isusa Hrista.
Bates's function was not to develop not to invent these doctrines.
Uloga Batesova nije bila u tome što je on izmislio te doktrine.
But rather to integrate them within the preaching of the apocalypse.
Već radije što ih je nekako integrisao u propovedanje otkrivenja.
And it's that integration that is the birth of Sabbatarian Adventist theology.
I upravo ovo integrisanje je predstavlja trenutak rađanja teologije adventista sedmog dana.
And the reason I have stressed the fact that this is an integrated theology.
Razlog zašto ja toliko naglašavam činjenicu da se radi o integrisanoj teologiji.
Is that sometimes we have ministers who get the idea.
To je zato što ponekad imamo propovednike kojima padne na um misao.
If you don't like the sanctuary doctrine, you just forget about it.
Ako ti se ne sviđa ideja o svetilištu, pa zabaci je.
You can't forget about it.
Ali ne možete odbaciti.
When you look at the apocalypse of John.
A ako gledate otkrivenje Jovanovo
and what Bates saw,
i ono što je Bates u njemu video,
the second apartment in heaven being opened at the sounding of the seventh trumpet.
Vi znate, kad je odjeknula sedma truba, otvorilo se drugo odeljenje hrama na nebu.
And revealing the commandments of God.
I otkrile se Božje zapovesti.
And we've had some ministers say, well, I believe the Sabbath.
A ima neki propovednika koji kažu, pa dobro, ja verujem u subotu.
But I don't think it has any eschatological implications.
Ali ja mislim da ona nema nikakvih eschatoloških implikacija.
Well, you can think what you want.
Možeš ti misliti šta god hoćeš.
But that's not what John thought.
Ali to nije ono što je Jovan kazao.
That's not what the founders of this message thought as they read John.
To nije ono što su rekli osnivači našeg pokreta kad su čitali Jovanove reči.
This is a powerful theology if you really grasped what they saw.
Da, to je jedna snažna teologija ako stvarno shvatite šta su oni to vidjeli.
Running from 11:19 to 14:12.
Započinjući tamo od otkrivenje 11 do 14:12.
And it's those passages.
I ovi tekstovi.
Of why I'm a Seventh-day Adventist today.
Oni su ono što su danas adventisti sedmog dana.
I wasn't born an Adventist.
Ja nisam bio rođen kao adventista.
I don't have to be an Adventist.
Ja nisam morao da budem adventista.
In fact, my parents would be very happy if I wasn't an Adventist.
Moji roditelji bi čak bili veoma srećni da ja nisam postao adventista.
And I don't even like Adventists.
A ja čak nisam ni voleo adventiste.
I used to have a sermon entitled Why I Don't Like Adventists.
Ja sam imao i propoved jednu koju sam držao pod naslovom Zašto mi se adventisti nisu sviđali.
But I stopped preaching it because it sounded too negative.
Ja, ali onda izgledala mi ona suviše negativna.
But what did I mean?
Ali što to znači?
If people are just Adventists, they can be arrogant. They can be arrogant. We have the truth.
Da, neki adventisti mogu da postanu arogantni zato što imaju istinu, smatraju da imaju istinu.
And may not even know the humbleness of Christ.
A nisu ni upoznali skromnost i poniznost Isusa Hrista.
Or the love of Christ.
Ili ljubav Hristovu.
As I've often said,
kao što ja često kažem,
I know some people who keep Sabbath who are meaner than the devil.
Ja znam neke koji svetkuju subotu, a gori su od samog đavola.
I even know some vegetarians who are meaner than the devil.
Ja znam čak i neke vegetarijance koji su gori od đavola.
No, we must be Christians.
Mi moramo postati hrišćani.
And if you're a Christian who happens to be an Adventist, that's wonderful.
Da, ali ako neki hrišćanin postane adventista, to je divno.
But I've already told you early on I wasn't. I was just an Adventist without being a Christian.
Ja moram da vam kažem, u početku mojeg hrišćanstva ja sam bio samo adventista, nisam bio hrišćan.
And 31 years ago, this month, I left the ministry because of that.
Pre 31 godinu u ovom mjesecu ja sam napustio propovjedničku službu upravo zbog toga.
And wandered in a very far country for 6 years.
I 6 godina nalazio sam se u jednoj veoma daljnoj zemlji.
But when I got converted to Christ,
ali onda sam se obratio Hristu.
I knew that I'd have to be an Adventist.
I znao sam da treba da budem adventista.
Why?
A zašto?
Because his theology is perfect?
Zato što je to savršena teologija.
No.
Ne.
Because it's the closest that I can find to Scripture.
Ali je najbliža onome što se može naći u Bibliji.
To put it bluntly,
da to na neki način ljubazno iskažem,
I'm a Seventh-day Adventist by conviction rather by choice.
Ja sam adventista sedmog dana po ubeđenju, a ne po izboru.
I can do no other with an open Bible in front of me.
Ja nisam mogao jednostavno drugačije sa otvorenom Biblijom pred sobom.
Particularly these powerful texts running from 11:19 to Revelation 14:12 of the Apocalypse.
Posebno gledajući one snažne tekstove počevši od Otkrivenja 11 do 14.
That God has a last day message.
Da Bog ima posljednju vest koju treba da objavi u posljednje vreme.
About the opening up of the second phase of the ministry in heaven.
Prilikom otvaranja druge faze Hristove posredničke službe na nebu.
And the preaching of all God's commandments.
I u propovedanju svih Božjih zapovesti.
In the context of end time events.
U kontekstu događaja posljednjeg vremena.
That's what Bates had discovered.
A upravo to je Bates razotkrio.
That's what made him an Adventist.
To je ono što je mene učinilo adventistom.
Sabbatarian Adventist.
Adventistom koji svetkuje subotu.
And eventually it's that understanding.
I na kraju krajeva upravo to shvatanje.
And the command in Revelation 10:11 and 14 verse 6.
I otkrivenje i komanda u otkrivenju 10 11 i 14 6.
To preach this message to every nation, kindred, tongue and people.
Da se propoveda ovo evanđelje svakom kolenu, jeziku i narodu.
It's this very deep conviction that will take Adventism to the ends of the earth.
To je do mene dovelo do čvrstog uverenja da će adventizam opstati sve do kraja vremena.
Being the most widespread Protestant church in the history of the world.
Jer je najproširenija protestantska crkva u istoriji sveta.
As I told the General Conference brethren down in Brazil last year,
kao što sam rekao braći iz generalne konferencije u Brazilu prošle godine,
at the annual council,
na godišnjem zasedanju,
there's only two Catholic churches in the world.
Postoje samo dve katoličke crkve u svetu.
The Roman Catholic,
Rimokatolička,
and the Adventist Catholic,
i Adventističko-katolička.
Because Catholic means universal.
Jer katolička znači sveopšta.
And it's this understanding of present truth for the end of time.
I u ovom shvatanju sadašnje istine za poslednje vreme.
Viewed by our early believers.
Koju su sagledali naši rani vernici.
That has driven this church to the ends of the earth.
Sve je to poteralo ovu crkvu sve do kraja sveta.
Well, we'll take a 10-minute break.
Sada imamo 10 minuta pauze.
Come back at quarter after.
10 naglasili završavajući.
At the end of our first hour.
Na kraju našeg prvog predavanja.
The Sabbatarians by 1848-1849 knew they had a message.
Poštovaoci subote tamo negde 48-49. Godine znali su da na raspolaganju imaju vest.
And they knew what that message was.
I oni su znali šta ta vest znači.
I'm going to take some excerpts from a document.
Ja ću vam dati neke izvode iz dokumenata.
That I will include in the packet I send to the library.
Koji ću ja uključiti u paket koji ću poslati u vašu biblioteku.
It's James White writing in probably 1849.
James White, koji piše verovatno 49. godine.
Called the third angel's message.
Naslov je treća anđelska vest.
I want you just to listen to catch the forcefulness of what James White understands.
Pogledajte sada, slušajte ove reči da biste na neki način shvatili tu hitnost koju James White pridaje ovoj vest.
This little pamphlet is actually an evangelistic sermon.
Ovaj mali pamflet je u stvari jedna evanđelska propoved.
To convince other,
da bi ubedio druge
ex-Millerites to come into the Sabbatarian movement. Bivše
Millerite da se priključe pokretu poštovalaca subote.
To follow the logic of the first and the second angel's message.
Da slede onu logiku prvog i drugog, prve i druge anđelske poruke.
And to come into the third.
I da pređu na treću.
You see, by 1848-1849,
vidite, do 48-49. Godine,
the Sabbatarians believed that the scattering time was over.
Poštovaci subote su verovali da je vreme rastrkavanja prošlo.
And that the gathering time had begun.
I da je sad počelo vreme okupljanja.
And maybe in 1848 there might have been 50 Sabbatarians throughout the world.
Možda tamo negde 48. godine bilo je oko 50 poštovalaca subote po celom svetu.
Are you mean the
Sabbatarian
Adventists?
Sabbatarian Adventists.
Because there were many Sabbatarian Adventists. Ja kažem adventista koji su poštovali subotu, inače poštovalo je hiljade i hiljade onih koji su svetkovali subotu, a nisu bili adventisti.
But in the next 4 years.
U toku sledećih 4 godine
Those 50 Sabbatarian Adventists will grow to about 2,500.
Tih 50 će narasti na 2,500 poštovalaca subote.
These people now had a message.
I ti ljudi su sada imali vest.
They knew what it was.
Oni su znali šta to znači.
And they began to aggressively evangelize.
I oni su počeli jednu vrstu agresivnog evangelizma.
Not people in general.
Ne ljudi uopšteno govoreći.
But other ex-Millerites.
Već su počeli da agresivno evangeliziraju nekadašnje Millerite.
So I want to give you a feeling of this message.
Ja bih da vam prenesem osjećanje koje je prožimalo tu poruku.
And how James White sees it in 1849.
I kako je James White 49. Godine gledao i osjećao.
He says, then the sixth verse of the 14th chapter.
A onda on kaže, a šesti stih 14. poglavlja
introduces the second advent message.
Čini uvod u drugu adventističku poruku.
And begins another chain of events.
I počinje drugi niz događaja.
Relative to the successive messages.
Koji je povezan sa uzastopnim porukama.
Which were to be proclaimed to the people of God.
Koje treba da se objave Božjem narodu.
Down to the time when the vine of the earth.
Sve do vremena kada će loza na zemlji
will be cast into the great wine press of the wrath of God.
Biti bačena u veliku kako se to kaže, kacu Božjega gneva.
All Advent believers agree that the first angel's message,
svi adventistički vernici veruju da je prva anđelska poruka,
was to be fulfilled in the proclamation of the second advent of Christ.
Trebalo da se ispuni objavljivanju drugog dolaska Isusa Hrista
to the church and the world.
I crkvi i svetu.
The other angels' cries
vesti drugih anđela
also represent so many distinct messages.
Također predstavljaju isto toliko određenih vesti
to be given to God's people before their change to immortality.
Koje treba da se objave Božjem narodu pre nego što se oni preobraze i postanu besmrtni.
Many reject this very clear and natural position.
Mnogi odbacuju ovu veoma jasnu i prirodnu postavku.
Because if they admit it,
jer ako je prihvate,
they will have to acknowledge that the great leading movements in our past experience
moraju da priznaju da je veliki da su veliki vodeći pokreti u našem pređašnjem iskustvu,
such as the proclamation of 1843,
kao što je bilo objavljivanje 1843,
the fall of the churches or Babylon,
pad crkava ili Vavilona,
and the midnight cry in 1844,
i ponoćni poklič u 1844.
With a work of God.
Bili su Božje delo.
And a perfect fulfillment of prophecy, a perfect fulfillment of his pure word.
I savršeno ispunjenje njegove čiste reči.
Such are destitute of any rule by which they may interpret Revelation 14.
Takvima nedostaje bilo kakvo pravilo kojim bi mogli da protumače ono što je zapisano u Otkrivenju 14:6-18.
And then he quotes the first angel's message.
A onda citira vest prvog anđela.
This angel's message,
ova anđelska vest,
represents the last message of mission of mercy to the world.
Predstavlja posljednju misiju milosti svetu.
And it has been fulfilled.
I ona se ostvarila.
The hour or time of his judgment has come.
Vreme njegovog dolaska je došlo.
Time was connected with that message.
Vreme je bilo povezano sa ovom porukom.
And that time was 1843.
A to vreme je bilo 1843.
The whole Advent host once believed.
Celokupno adventno mnoštvo je nekada verovalo.
That publishing the visions of Daniel and John on the chart.
Da je objavljivanje vizija Danila i Jovana na karti proročkoj.
From which the swift messengers lectured in 1842 and 1843.
Sa kojih su brzi glasnici propovedali 42. i 43. godine.
Was a fulfillment of this prophecy.
Bilo ispunjenje ovog proročanstva.
And the unbelief of those who doubt now.
A neverovanje onih koji sada sumnjaju.
does not prove that we were all mistaken then.
Ne dokazuje da smo mi svi bili imali pogrešno mišljenje tada.
The passing of the time,
prolaz vremena,
and the perpetual backsliding and unbelief of Adventists,
i stalno otpadanje i neverstvo adventista,
has not changed this truth of God into a lie.
Nije ovu istinu Božju promenilo u laž.
But it remains truth still.
Ona i dalje ostaje istina.
Now remember, his evangelistic audience is other ex-Millerites.
Dakle, imajte na umu da se on obraća u svojoj evangelizaciji bivšim Milleritima.
Back to the document.
Da se vratimo na dokument.
With what solemnity,
sa kakvom svečanošću,
zeal and holy confidence,
revnošću i svetim poverenjem,
the servants of the Lord proclaimed the time.
Su Božje sluge objavljivale vreme.
And oh, how their words fell upon the people.
O, kako su njihove reči uticale na ljude.
Melting the hardest sinner's heart.
Topeći i srce najtvrđeg grešnika.
For God was with them.
Jer je Bog bio s njima.
And his spirit attended the solemn message.
I njegov duh je pratio svečanu poruku.
This message weaned us from the world.
Ta poruka nas je odvojila od sveta.
And led us to the feet of Jesus.
I dovela do nogu Isusovih.
To seek forgiveness of all our sins.
Da tražimo oproštenje svih svojih greha.
And a free and full salvation through the blood of Christ.
I slobodno i potpuno spasenje krvlju Hristovom.
Dear brethren,
draga braćo,
was this message from heaven or from men?
Da li ova poruka bila od neba ili od ljudi?
I know your answer.
Ja znam vaš odgovor.
From heaven, amen.
Sa neba, amin.
We cannot.
Mi ne možemo.
Will not.
I nećemo.
Dare not give it up.
Ne usuđujemo se da odustanemo.
And call it a mistake.
I da je nazovemo greškom.
The work of man.
Delom ljudskim.
Mesmerism.
Mesmerizmom.
And of the devil.
Ili đavolskim.
As many have done.
Kao što su to mnogi činili.
It is impossible to renew such to repentance.
Nije moguće takve pozvati na pokajanje.
And then he quotes the second angel's message.
A onda citira vest drugog anđela.
This second angel did not go on his mission.
Ovaj drugi anđeo nije krenuo na svoju misiju.
And deliver his message in company with the first angel.
Niti objavio svoju poruku u zajedništvu sa prvim anđelom.
But he followed after the first had delivered the burden of his message.
Već je sledio pošto je prvi objavio teret svoje vesti.
The doors of houses of worship are closed against it.
Vrata njihovih domova bogoslužbenih su bila zatvorena za nju.
Then the way was fully prepared for the second message.
I onda je put bio potpuno pripremljen za drugu poruku.
Babylon is fallen.
Pade Babilon.
Come out of her, my people.
Izađite iz njega, narode moj.
Neither have we forgotten the effect that it had upon God's people.
Niti smo zaboravili uticaj koji ona imala na Božji narod.
For they obeyed the message.
Jer su oni poslušali poruku.
And with haste left the churches.
I ubrzano su napustila crkve.
This prophecy was exactly fulfilled.
Ovo se proročanstvo tačno ispunilo.
In the right time.
U pravo vreme.
And place.
I pravo mesto.
We heard it with our ears.
Mi smo je čuli s našim ušima.
Our voices proclaimed it.
Naši glasovi su je objavljivali.
And our whole being felt its power.
Celo naše biće osetilo njenu silu.
And with our eyes we saw its effect.
Našim očima smo videli njeno delovanje.
As the people of God burst the bands that bound them to the various sects.
Kada je progonjeni Božji narod razbio okove koji su ih vezali za različite sekte
and made their escape from Babylon.
I pobegli iz Babilona.
As we have seen so perfect the fulfillment of the first and second angels' messages.
I dok smo gledali tako savršeno ispunjenje vesti prvog i drugog anđela.
In our past experience.
U našem prošlom iskustvu.
We are now prepared to examine the third angel's message.
Mi smo sada spremni da ispitamo vest trećeg anđela.